Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Cut up your guesses as good as mine in categories, the most populated states in the good old U.S. of A, and our favorite seafoods. We will do your guesses as good as mine right after these emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got
mail. Let's not jump right into the birthday wishes. Ola Bichola's guys, today's my son Aiden's birthday. Aiden, you're an amazing person, amazingly talented, and you make us very proud. I love you. How about some Thrill, giving him some importance on teaching him the importance of practicing his guitar during quarantine. Thanks, guys. That from the mom and the dad.
Well, as a bass player, it's my job to make you sound good no matter what you do. But that said, definitely practice the guitar, man. Look, if you have the privilege of already knowing how to play a musical instrument, practice it. Don't practice it thinking of practice. Practice it because every time you practice, you're actually playing. And that's the deal. That's where the sweat is, man.
How about your daughter? How's she doing on the bass?
You know.
Is she picking it up, or is it just one of those
things? You know. You know what? I will say this, man. And part of the problem is this. I'm her dad and not a teacher, right? So teachers have built-in patience, which is why they pursue that kind of thing. And I'm much more patient than I sound on the air because I'm not talking to my kid. But here's the difference. So she actually has some natural ability, and I would not lie to you, that blew me away. It shocked me. It almost floored me. She has this real ability to do it. But like anything, because I'm not a teacher, I'm her dad, she has all these different excuses for different things, and that's what drives me crazy. So the ability is there, but it's always, well, just do it.
Bitches, today is our nephew Isaac's birthday, pronounced little man. We're so proud of him and all his accomplishments. How about a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted pumping him up and giving him props on keeping it on the straight and narrow. Love you, buddy. That from TT and Bubba. Stay fresh, my friend.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Straight and narrow, huh? I like it. You know why Coach likes it? He was reminded yesterday. You know what Tom Brady does? He works hard and goes to Super Bowls. Stays on the straight and narrow and gets it done. You're like Tom Brady, son.
He also has a supermodel wife, and before that, he was dating a hot actress. I mean,
he impregnated a different supermodel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Two of them.
Damn. Yeah, I want to be like Tom Brady.
He's got two straight and narrow.
Yeah. Hell, the Super Bowl is the rest of it.
Guys, after the BS of 2020, I decided this year I'll say happy birthday to my selfish, so may I get the fish sandwich medley and some thrill shotgun gets. I love you guys. That from Diane the Nudist.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
At noon,
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Get! Pacholas, today is my lover Dan's 40th birthday. He deserved to be celebrating on a beach somewhere warm, but that'll have to come next year. Instead, we'll be eating the cheesecake I'm making and listening to our favorite radio show, The Men's Room. So can he get a happy Chinooka, because he loves that and laughs every time, a couple of inspirational words from Miles, and a little pep talk from Coach Ted. We love you guys. Thanks for all you do. That from his cougar, Chrissy, older by 7 months.
Happy Chinooka.
Let's see here.
40 years old. Remember, Dan, mentally, you are never 40 years old. You are $39.95 plus shipping and handling.
Welcome to the 40 Club. Well, $39.95. I mean, look, it's 40. It's a big birthday. It's a weird year. So next year, 41, you go out, you go crazy, man, and you celebrate it. Now get back in the house and be a good lover.
Gentlemen, it's that time of year again to wish Good Time Jenny. Good Time Jenny.
Oh, hey, yeah, Good Time Jenny. All right.
What do you think Good Time Jenny's move is?
I think she's a nun.
Good Time Jenny? Okay, yeah.
I'm Good Time Jenny, the nun.
She turns 30 for the 13th time. Could you get a ladies' man fish sandwich and the dirty Germans cheering her up because it didn't snow on her birthday? You guys are the best. That from the husband, Justin.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I might not have snowed on your birthday, but I would tell you what, I would still show you some snowballs.
Yes, you might end up with something else. It's the same color as snow.
Yeah, we can't make an igloo. We call it an igoo.
Yes, it's Good Time Jenny.
Yeah, good time.
It's kind of funny that his wife or her husband calls her Good Time
Jenny. Good Time Jenny. Yeah.
You know what the best thing about Good Time Jenny is?
You don't let her go.
Right?
Guys, this is my 61st trip around the star we call Sol on this iron core vessel of Earth. I'm currently fighting cancer, and I'm winning due to the fine people at the SCCA. I've got a lot of many years in, good and bad, and I'm looking forward to the next 61 rotations, optimistically speaking. Anyways, please take me out with what my long-deceased friend would say is a suck-it-up buttercup, not a cupcake, and the dirty Germans talking about cancer and how I can suck it. That from your very long-time listener back to the Buzz days, one of your biggest fans, Tim.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, if this cancer can suck it, I have something I would like it to perform on. Yeah, I'm not picky. Yeah, cancer, get out of his body and hop into my pants.
Zal, get into it. You're going to enjoy this one.
You'd let that do that?
Yeah, I mean, if it's up for it. It says, yeah, cancer sucks. I agree. We'll bring it home.
Okay. All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you, bitches.
Yaz the Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you. I have a couple extra emails here, guys. I was catching up on your show on radio.com and the craziest place you've had sex. And it was in the middle of the old Vance Creek Bridge before they started taking it apart. I swear an eagle flew by and gave us a nod. Love you guys. That from Blondes. Oh, yeah, we need to get a contest on the line for your guess as good as mine. Sorry. Caller 9, 206-421-RUN. Gentlemen, catching up on your show over the weekend, had to share this one for Miles. My wife and I used to live in Morgantown, West Virginia, and in our early 20s, we worked overnight as cleaners at the HealthWorks Fitness Center near the football stadium. We banged everywhere in that place. Desks, massage tables, my personal favorite, the second floor walking track that overlooks the basketball court. Stay classy. I'm from Josh. Josh, way to get it up. And you know what Josh's name is. Of course.
Hold on, let's see.
Remember how I told you everybody's got the same
name? Yep.
Guys, my boyfriend at the time was a little older than I was, so we had to get creative. One night we spotted a bus. It just happened it was a youth group church bus. We parked on the other side of the bus and easily opened the door, snuck in, did our thing, and got away with it without being seen. That said, boyfriend is now my husband, and we've been together for almost 39 years.
Damn.
Guys, in the back of a moving four-wheeler on a logging road, my pants got caught in the tire, ripped the whole crotch. Oh. My boyfriend had to drive me back down to my parents' house with everything hanging out. Not something teenagers want to have to explain. Oh, again, we're happily married over 20 years later. Seems like these trysts have something in common.
I don't know.
I like this one. Ola Bacholas, Happy Chinooka. Let's go back in time to the craziest place I had sex. I was dating my first girlfriend. I'm sure you know the struggles of two teenagers who have limited places to go. One evening after leaving a party, we were on the way home and suddenly had the urge. What better place to shake it up than my beater Mazda hatchback in an apple orchard at 2 in the morning. As we proceeded to rock the boat, the car, which was a manual, by the way, slipped out of gear. Little did I know, I'd parked on a small hill. I struggled to make it to the front to stop the car. It was too late. We rolled nose first into an irrigation ditch. That was the most embarrassing call I had to make to AAA and explain the dents to my parents. Rock on, guys, from your loyal listener, Noah, in Rochester, New York.
Bless you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, let's see. Here's another one. Guys, I'd have to say one of the craziest places was in the back row of a busy Sam's Club store here in Ohio. Born and raised there, but, oh, but I've been a Pacific Northwesterner for 20 years. Sam's Club is a Costco.
Yeah.
In my mid-20s, we were both employed there at the time. Her name, Heather, she worked the service desk. I'm on the floor. Both having knowledge of security cameras and some of the less busier aisles, we found our spot on a pallet on top of toilet paper in the very last row. The closest security camera was two aisles up on our spot, and the toilet paper already scattered throughout the store, giving us no reason for customers to hit that row, because that was kind of more where you stored it. Besides, we could see through the aisles and had plenty of time to get dressed if need be. After that first time, we would meet up there sometimes twice a day. This continued for several months before I was fired on an unrelated incident. Good times, by the way. Thank you guys for all the laughter over the years. Seeing how Thrill Miles and I are the same age, I can relate to some of the things that come out of your guys' mouth. That from Brian the Buckeye in Linwood.
All right, Buckeyes.
Yeah, Brian Buckeye. The Buckeye. All right, is it time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine? It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line, and we pick from one of two categories. And from there, you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening, Jackie? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Jackie. Thanks for calling up. Thanks for playing Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, your two categories. We have the top 10 seafoods that people enjoy here in the United States of America. And then on the flip side, the other category, Jackie, is the 10 most populated states in the United States of America. So do you want to go with overall population, or do you want to go with America's favorite seafoods?
Let's go with population.
Population it is. As you know, the United States of America is one of the most populated countries in all the world.
Mm-hmm.
The states are heavily abundant with inhabitants living in all of them. All the population stats here are the total population in the state, including citizens, non-citizens, and permanent inhabitants. So the way we play the game, Jackie, is you need to name as many out of the top 10 states that have the highest population without three strikes and you're out. So what are you thinking here on your first guess? On your guess, is as good as mine.
New York.
New York. That is the number three state in the United States of America, as far as population. It is also the center of the world's economy and trade. And the overall population, as of last year, 19,465,000 inhabitants.
Cold people, yes.
That's it. So New York State is number three. Jackie, you're one for one.
California.
California. Number one. California, basically, as far as the entire economy of the state, bigger than most countries.
Yes.
Around the world. And not only that, the state offers more job opportunities to the residents, more so than any other state, which is not a bad place if you're going to live in a place like California.
But there's a reason why their labor tax is insane.
Exactly. California has 37,691,000 people. It is by far the state with the largest population.
That means there are 37 million people that will instantly tell you that they are from California within 10 seconds of meeting.
That's a lot of people, yeah, really. All right, Jackie, two for two. These are the 10 most populated states. You're going to guess Florida. Number four. Florida is the fourth most populated state in the United States with 19,057,000 people. It is one of the best tourist spots in the entire world as far as the revenue that it generates from tourism alone every year. Obviously, tourism is its number one business, but almost bigger than any other country in itself.
And keep in mind, that's really only southern Florida. But nobody's trying to head north unless you're into NASCAR, right? You might give them a good weekend, but it's Miami, Orlando, and pretty much nothing else.
Tampa's got a couple of amusement parks.
Although what's funny is when she guessed Florida, Mike was instantly shaking his head like, please no.
Yes. Sadly, Mike,
a lot of people live
there. There's 19 million Florida men available. All right, Jackie, you're three for three there. You got no strikes against you. These are the 10 most populated U.S. states. What's your next guess?
Texas.
Texas number two. You're knocking them all down. Texas holds the second spot with a booming population, and it keeps on growing. 25,674,000 people. As far as Texas goes, it plays an incredibly important role in agriculture, fashion, believe it or not, and almost every other thing. The economy is strong. Many jobs available down in Texas. So, Jackie, California, Texas, New York State, and Florida, they are all correct guesses. That is one, two, three, and four.
Now I think you start getting to the places where you go, why do so many people live there?
Let's go with Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I was thinking Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is not a bad guess at all, but unfortunately it's too small.
Ooh,
to be that heavily populated. Too small.
I'm going
to
throw out some suggestions, but Pennsylvania, which might be one of my least favorite places, Ohio, Illinois, these places are densely populated. Michigan, yeah.
Let's go Ohio.
Ohio, not a bad guess. Number seven. Ohio is another really populous state. It's got 11 million people who live there. The word Ohio means green river or large creek.
That's
what
it means.
It's really famous for great legislative laws and orders. It is considered a turn point state in elections often. But agriculture is their number one thing. Yes, it is. Ohio means the great river.
Huh.
The Ohio River.
That's before they knew it burst into flames near Cleveland.
Yes, it's a large creek now. All right. So you got Ohio right, Jaggy. You've got Florida, New York State, Texas, and California. You're halfway to home with 5 out of the 10 most populated U.S. states.
Let's go New Jersey.
Not on the list.
Just because it's too tiny.
It's just too tiny. Trust me, people would love to be there. Or, if Jersey were bigger, more people would fit.
And Jersey does have some areas that it's a little more out in the open. The Pine Barrens, you get towards the north end, or you're kind of close to the Poconos. There's some, it's obviously densely populated
but
areas
that's
near
like
New York and Philadelphia.
You have great decor in your bathroom, but there's a turd floating in the toilet.
That's true. All right, Jaggy, two strikes against you. 5 out of the 10 most populated U.S. states. What's your next guess?
Let's go with Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's number 6. According to population estimates of the state of Pennsylvania, it is about 12,742 people who live there. What is the largest city population-wise in Pennsylvania?
Philly.
Philly.
Philadelphia, you would guess?
Yeah.
This is in the greater Philadelphia
Pittsburgh.
Area.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Harrisburg.
Really?
Harrisburg is the largest and most populated city in Pennsylvania, also its capital.
Because Philadelphia, everyone's in New Jersey.
Exactly.
So once you cross the state border,
right? Jerry Delaware. Hill.
Good God, really? Harrisburg is the turd that was floating in the toilet of that bathroom we were talking about.
But you got Ohio right at number 7, Pennsylvania right at number 6, Florida at 4, New York State at 3, Texas 2, California 1. Jack, you've got 6 of the 10 with 2 strikes, and there are 4 states remaining in the 10 most populated U.S. states.
I'm going to guess, again, Michigan and Illinois. I mean, they are densely populated.
Let's go Michigan.
Michigan's correct at number 8.
Thank God I got that right.
Located on the Great Lakes region, the name Michigan means large lake. And it's home to more than 9,876,000 people. And one of the leading and most famous recreational boating spots in the United States.
Well, sure, man.
It has more than 65,000 inland lakes and ponds.
Then that'd be a good place to own a boat, yes.
Okay, you are 7 out of 10, Jackie. There are 3 populated states that remain. Number 10, number 9, and number 5. Keep this in mind. You've already guessed California. All the major cities in California are gone. San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento. Same thing with New York. Same thing with Florida. What other major city exists in the United States where you could say top 4 as far as the population of this city alone, that city will steer you to the right state.
Illinois? Yeah,
I was going to say Illinois. Chicago.
Illinois, number 5. You just got all the clues. 12,869,000 people live in Illinois, considered the microcosm of the United States. More agriculture than a lot of other places. Obviously, Chicago plays a large part. And, of course, they've got the trades there as well in Chicago.
A couple more guesses. Some people chimed in with Virginia, maybe. I don't know, but it's kind of densely packed. Just no major cities other than D.C., which is not part of it. Missouri, because you have Kansas City and St. Louis on either end of it, but I don't know how much of that generates in the middle of the state.
I like Missouri. That's not a bad call.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Maryland's got a ton of people, but just not that big.
Jackie, I'll give you a hint.
Oh, yeah, Georgia.
The 10th state has a ton of larger cities in it. Not necessarily anything you would consider a metropolitan area, maybe one, but just tons of other cities that are heavily populated.
That's us in Washington.
You want to guess Washington?
Yeah.
Washington is not in, Jackie. I'm sorry. That is your third strike.
Have a good one, guys.
They're on your guess as good as mine. But you got Michigan right at 8, Ohio at 7, Pennsylvania at 6, Illinois at 5, Florida 4. New York State's number 3, Texas 2, California 1, the 10th state overall, which has more larger cities.
Let me guess, Wisconsin?
North Carolina.
Son of a bitch.
Winston-Salem, Raleigh, Charlotte, all these areas, Durham, they're all kind of, you know, just mini populated areas, but not bad. And Georgia comes in at number 9, the Peach State, 9,815,000 people.
You That's got to be just about
to the men's room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Missouri wanted a paid day off from her job at a preschool, so she and her husband called in a fake bomb threat.
To the preschool?
To the preschool that she works at.
Hmm. Does that even guarantee that you get paid for that day off? I mean, even if they believe you?
I think because it's matters outside of anybody's control, that's the reason that you're not working, so they have to pay it. I don't know.
It's such a bad idea. I don't know if anyone has been successful. Well, it's hard to know.
The problem is the inconvenience you put on everybody else. That
right. So that you can have a day off. Right. Right.
As opposed to just saying, hey, can I get a paid day off?
And now a lot of people who have to put their kids there so that they can have a paid day on now have an unpaid day off.
Absolutely. Right.
Or bring your kid to work day.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention distrust in the place that they're taking their kids to preschool that somebody's not just going to call in a fake bomb threat right. as to whether or not they can believe the bomb threat. There's a man in New York that's going to jail because he was laid off from his exterminator job and won't return the bed bug sniffing dog owned by the company.
Huh. So they paid for that dog.
Right. So yeah. This exterminator job, I have never heard of this before, but apparently they have dogs that will sniff out bed bugs that they'll release into the house. Okay. So they can just check and make sure if you're clean or not, blah, 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 blah. They must be assigned a dog or something like that because after he was laid off, he never gave the dog back.
I guarantee you that dog, he lived with that dog.
Yeah.
And even though the dog was a service dog that could perform right. some type of thing, like anybody else who has their dog, they don't think of it that way. I think of it like, that's my dog. I'm the one who walks him. I'm the one that feeds him.
Right.
You do it all. Poop. Yeah. But the bottom line is your employer bought the damn dog.
Right.
Because it could smell bugs.
Spent the tons of money right. through training to be able to have that dog that could smell bed bugs.
That dog doesn't want to go back to the owner of the place either.
Nope.
They'd rather stay with the guy.
I hope you have an itemized list of all the food and or vet. I'm sure the vet bills they wrote off, but still, like, that's right. fine. Give me the exchange of cash for this.
You bet. Absolutely. A recent study found the top New Year's resolutions that people are already struggling with.
All right.
What do you think?
I don't know, because this year is so different. It is. I'm going to go to the gym. Well, gyms aren't open yet in right. a lot of places, so I don't know if it's dieting. I'm going to guess
dieting.
Sober January?
Sober January. Miles, any guesses there?
Or dry
that
January?
That would be my guess, yeah.
Dry January.
It's all the usuals. It's losing weight, being healthier.
Sure.
Financial stability, all that fun
it's
stuff.
It's the 25th.
Well, not only that, but it's kind of hard to start being, not that you can't eat better and do some things, but it's a lot easier when you can get your ass in the gym.
Right.
To start yeah. working out, especially when you live in a cold weather climate
exactly.
in January. I mean, you can't just go out and run.
But also other people looking at you. I can do more push-ups if there's people watching me than I can if I'm at home, right?
Oh, my God. I'm sitting there yesterday at a stoplight. These couple go by, and they're biking. All right, no, that's great. I looked down at my temperature. It's like 36 degrees.
Right.
It's kind of rainy slash snowing, and it's blowing kind of half.
Miserable outside.
I've got all the right gear on, everything. I'm just like, you couldn't pay me. And I'm like, honey, you want to go for a bike ride? Like, have you looked outside?
Yes, those are what they call bikers. Other people ride a bike. Right, those are bikers.
They look like the happy couple out enjoying it. You know, it ain't good for them. I was just like, man, oh, man, you couldn't pay me to get out there and do that crap like that.
A woman took to Reddit to tell the story that she's planning a second wedding. Are you ready for this?
Why?
She didn't like the photos from the first.
Jesus Christ.
She should change her face.
She won't.
Damn.
You got stung by the bug.
She's planning a full second wedding because she didn't like the photos. Are you ready for the kicker? She wants her family to pay for it because she blames them for the bad photos.
Oh.
So basically, she was looking through the film reel of her first wedding and said, wow, my family's ugly. I need a new wedding with better pictures.
She also bought a dress that was too tight.
Yeah.
So she's saying
all of this sounds like her fault. I mean, as her family.
That's what I'm saying. She's blaming everybody else.
No, she's the bride.
This is a definitive red flag for that guy.
She's right in everything.
Yeah, that guy has to be like, I have made a grave error in judgment.
Nothing will ever be good enough.
Can I say no to the second wedding and I'm not married anymore?
You know what? That's the way you should set her up. Like, yeah, we got the whole thing planned. And then when he gets to the point, do you take her? Hell no.
No.
I mean, there's high maintenance and there's this.
Right.
And I heard a guy on the radio say she should change her face, and he's right.
Yeah. Got that ugly face on that tight-ass dress. Plus, also, it's a dress. Buy a size. They can tighten them up.
Right. You knew it was going to be too tight. You knew that you were going to lose the 30 pounds that you needed to fit into that dress.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you guys have any clothes that mean enough to you? I know, Steve, you don't have this answer, but you can't wear them anymore, but you keep them thinking maybe someday that you can?
No.
Nope.
I have a couple.
Yeah. That's never been my motivator.
The only thing that I think I have, if I put it on right now and I still keep it, and it's going to fit me a little snug, was I got a Sounders jersey one year that actually fit like a soccer player's jersey was.
Nice.
I'm not sure I could put an undershirt on it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly. Like, I know I got at least one kit.
No. We all own one thing, and it is a suit.
Probably.
Because you don't want to drop that much cash on another suit. Because, you know, when it... Depending on your job. So a lot of guys buy suits because their job requires them to wear a suit. People like us, it's like, when I bought a suit, it is for a specific occasion. We don't buy one just in case. Like, I bought it because I got the invite and we responded, yes. And then you hope for the next 15 years that you own it.
Right.
It doesn't go out of style and that it still fits.
The only thing that I do in that respect that will motivate me to keep my weight down is I never change the size of my pants.
Okay.
If they get too tight, it's time to hit the gym.
Okay.
I will not go up a pants
size. Good for you.
Because that's a slippery damn slope. We do have the results here of a survey of the most disappointing Valentine's Day gifts. We're coming up on that romantic time of the year, and so we need to find out a gift that we're going to give to that special someone. However, a lot of these gifts are a bit too cheesy. Some of them are just straight up disappointing. So what do you guys think is on the list of the top 10 disappointing Valentine's Day gifts?
I honestly do not know. Unless it's, like, if you're disappointed with flowers or candy...
Or a card.
Yeah. Because, okay. I mean, I don't
all do great
back to the previous story. If the woman who got married twice, if it's her Valentine's Day, I can't imagine what she would not be pleased with.
Well, it's not that they're not happy. It's just more disappointing.
Yeah.
I guess appliances.
Appliances.
Okay, so, vacuum cleaner.
So yeah. Basically they say don't buy anything too cliche or, as they say, too thirsty. All right. Know what I mean? So here we go. Here are the top 10 Valentine's Day gifts that are disappointing. Number 10, straight up you serenading them. You grab your guitar and you're just going to sing Wonderwall.
Bro, if you are not on a stage with thousands of people screaming and then you specifically make eye contact with her, why would you think that's a good idea?
I feel like that works once. I feel like that works early on in the relationship and you get one go at that. After that, smash that guitar, you're done, you did it, that card has been played and it cannot go back in the deck.
I feel like guys should get like a Valentine's Day punch card.
Yeah.
Right, so, all right, you did the singing thing. Okay, dumbass, we punch. You can't do it again.
Right.
Whatever's left on the punch card, do that next.
The only instrument that doesn't apply is the piano.
Yeah, if you can roll down the piano.
Seriously.
You don't got to say a word. Just play
that
piano.
Because you're not singing.
Nope.
Hopefully.
Number 9, underwear.
All right. What if it's like that nice stuff? Yeah, Victoria's Secret.
I was going to say, if someone got me a 3-pack of Under Armour boxer briefs, I'd be like, dude, that was...
But see, we're guys.
Thank you.
Right.
We're very practical about it. Like, dude, thank you so much, man. Yeah. These are very comfortable.
It's the men's push-up underwear, right, man. Thank you.
It's got the little pouch in there for the thing. Yeah.
These are the top 10 disappointing Valentine's Day gifts. Number 8, perfume. I'm sorry, if they wear perfume and they like it, I think that's a good Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Maybe it's more of a Christmas time thing.
You need to be more original.
We can't be. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's kind of right. It's kind of spelled out for you.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah, like I've gotten some nice like Christmas gifts for girls, but I don't know that I've ever really gone too crazy on Valentine's Day.
Valentine, you need to be a keeper if you're going all, like Christmas. You go like, all right, I'm already overspending. I can live with
right.
This. Yeah. Valentine's Day, because one thing about Christmas, I buy a lot of people gifts. Valentine's Day, there's one person.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And look, now that we're married, oh well.
Right.
But when you're dating, well, even then, I've effed up every Valentine's
Day. I have to say, you busted out year one. And I don't care if you're dating, I don't care if you're married, you busted out year one, and that's pretty much it.
I did not. I got set up. I don't care. I'm like, cool. And Miles even told
me. She said it, didn't she?
He said, well, yeah. She said, I don't care. And the thing is, I don't care. And I actually mean it. So I did not give it a thought. And Miles kept saying, dude, you better get her something. I said, dude, she told me she doesn't care. Miles said, it is a goddamn trap. I did not believe Miles. She did not live here yet. And then I get a package delivered to me on Valentine's Day with all kinds of goodies inside. I'm like, I am effed.
Yep.
Trap.
Yep. Number 7, a love coupon book. Yet again, I feel like
what
that's a fudge cut. It's where you know, turn this in for one free sweeping of the kitchen. I'll give you a massage. We're going to do a candlelight spa night. We're going to do...
If somebody takes the individual time to make up these little flashcards or IOUs, or like I think if anybody puts individual personal time into anything, you got to appreciate that a little bit more, even if it's not really what you're looking for.
Right.
It's still the thought.
But I would put it in...
They're just disappointed in your thought.
Yeah. Right. I would put it in the same category as serenading them. You get that punched once.
Okay.
Because the love coupon book, while it's sentimental and it's heartfelt...
Yeah.
That's not what she wants, but that's, again, we need that punch card so that she says, oh,
sure,
thank you so much. And then when she pulls out the whole punch, you go like, oh, okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can put it on a treasure hunt in your place, right? And at the end of it, if she finds, like, Clorox toilet cleaner, she's not going to be happy.
Right.
But at the end of it, you know what I mean? Like, you have something there, even if it's not the biggest thing. It's just the idea that you put time into
it. Do a coupon.
You don't understand.
She has to go around the house and find the coupon.
This isn't about time and whether or not you care, because we don't care. Guys do not care about Valentine's. This is purely obligatory.
Mm-hmm. This is the 10 most disappointing Valentine's Day gift. Number 6, I disagree, champagne.
Oh, champagne. Ooh, come on.
That's good.
If the person likes champagne.
Who's disappointed in a bottle of champagne?
You give me a bottle of booze for any occasion, I'm down.
I don't care what the booze is.
Jack.
Right.
Like, you bought, let's drink it.
I don't drink wine, but somebody gave me wine for Christmas one year. I was like, hell yeah. Why not? It's booze. I'm in.
Besides, you want to have drunken sex.
Right. Don't tell me how fancy it is. I'm going to drink it.
Hey, baby, I got some Yukon Jack.
Does it taste halfway decent? Number 5, lingerie.
If that's what they want.
But right. We don't know. We're guessing.
Yeah, I mean, again, it depends on the woman.
Sure.
Yeah. So most of the time, the guy's going to buy what he likes.
That's exactly
right.
That
is right. This is for me, but you're going to wear it.
Great comedian Jim Gaffigan said, here's a gift for you that's really for me.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Do you like it red? Do you like it black? Do you like it white? Depends on...
And that's the thing. Guys, take your ladies out. They have the lingerie that they like. They do have the style that they want. You can get it wrong.
Yes, and they just
can't get it wrong. They'll just be disappointed. Like, trust me, I am 100% correct that this is going to turn me on.
If you just had worn it for me before, then I'd have an idea of what you were into before I did went into blindness and just picked out something I thought you might like.
It's too late at this point. Pasties with tassels.
Right, exactly. Do that thing where you spin around.
Thought you wanted to dress up like a schoolgirl.
I didn't know.
Look at these socks. They're great.
Don't you always want to be a Playboy bunny? These are the top 10 most disappointing Valentine's Day gifts. Number 4, a funny card. It does say specifically a funny card. And to me, if it's only a card, that's where the disappointment comes in. Ladies love a card. They sure do. I just know they love a card, but it has to have flowers and chocolate and something else with it. The card is the accompaniment.
I'm so happy that someone else wrote this for you.
I mean this so much. Like these are someone else's work. Like, come on, man. That's all we're saying. Like, look, we're adults now.
Pro tip, guys. Right. Take 5 minutes. Think about something that's heartfelt. Reach down deep into those cold hearts of yours and write out a good little paragraph for them telling them how much they mean to you.
This is generally how it works. You look for the sentences, mother, wife, grandmother, daughter, right? So you go to that section, and then if it's written in cursive, it says something. I don't even need to read what's inside. No,
you got to look for funny. I'm telling you. Don't believe this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's a chocolate and a box of hearts.
Right.
Sorry for my snoring and my... My bad.
So you get the funny card, but then you read the sentimental ones and then write the sentimental stuff inside that funny card. Boom, you win.
Mike's got it all cut.
I got you guys.
He's on it.
Number three, a heart-shaped box of chocolates. I disagree.
Yeah, get him a heart-shaped Reese's.
Boom.
You know the heart-shaped Papa Murphy's pizza.
Yeah. That's heart-shaped stuff you can get.
Yeah.
Or giant heart-shaped chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a real good one.
Number two, yet again, I disagree. Flowers. So here's the thing. 28% of people said that it was disappointing to get flowers.
BS.
Right. If I give you something and not flowers on Valentine's Day, flowers are the given. They always have to show up on Valentine's
Day.
That's
not even on the punch card.
Right. Exactly. That's not on the punch
card.
That's
expected.
Right. It's kind of like that those coupons where you get you get a free box of chocolates, but you have to buy the bouquet of flowers first. Right. I don't care if they're disappointing. You get them every doggone year.
But make sure you get the right... If you're getting roses, get the right color.
Right.
Miles discovered...
Oh,
and again,
Jesus.
I learned this through Miles' mistake, but there are like 8,000 different colors of roses. And apparently, not only do they all mean something, there's not a man on earth that knows that until you blow it.
Right. Yeah. And the one color I won't tell you means you're going to get... Someone's going to be very mad at you.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Miles explained this to me. I'm like, oh my God, I did not know.
I did not know they were color-coded.
There's a whole racket out there and they know it.
This was supposed to be for my gay lover. I had no idea. Wrong color. My bad.
And this is the number one
most
disappointing Valentine's Day gift with 34% of people saying they would be disappointed to get fuzzy handcuffs.
I'm down with that.
I mean, again, you know, like, I'm assuming women answered this because, dude, I'd be disappointed with flowers. You bring out the handcuffs, like, let's get that champagne up on, too.
Exactly. Yeah. A man in Chicago let a stranger test drive his Lexus, and you will never guess what happened.
What happened?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.